If you're searching for a dinner that's both simple and delicious while offering health benefits, this flaxseed crusted salmon recipe is a must try. Combining the rich, anti-inflammatory properties of salmon with the nutrient-dense power of flax seeds, this dish is an ideal choice for anyone managing arthritis. The omega-3 fatty acids in salmon help reduce inflammation and improve joint health, while flax seeds provide a boost of fiber and essential nutrients. This easy-to-make meal not only supports a healthy lifestyle but also delights the palate with its savory, crispy crust. Enjoy a nutritious dinner that promotes well-being and satisfies your taste buds. Prep time, 10 minutes. Cook time, 12 to 15 minutes. Total time, 25 minutes. Makes, 4 servings. Ingredients. 4 tablespoons, 60 milliliters, soy sauce substitute, such as tamari sauce or liquid aminos. 1.5 tablespoons, 2-3 milliliters, garlic paste. 1 lemon, juiced. 1 tablespoon, 15 milliliters, Dijon mustard. 2 tablespoons, 30 milliliters, extra virgin olive oil. Salt and black pepper to taste. 4 salmon fillets, about 4 ounces each. Flaxseed crust. 1/4 cup, 60 milliliters, quinoa flakes. 1/4 cup, 60 milliliters, whole flax seeds. 1 tablespoon, 15 milliliters, parsley, dried. 1 tablespoon, 15 milliliters, oregano, dried. Directions. In a medium bowl, combine soy sauce substitute, garlic paste, lemon juice, mustard, olive oil, salt and pepper. Place salmon in the bowl and coat well with the mix. Cover with plastic wrap and refrigerate for up to 1 hour. In a shallow bowl, mix the quinoa flakes, flax seeds, parsley and oregano. Preheat oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit, 220 degrees Celsius. Prepare a baking sheet with non-stick foil. Transfer the salmon fillet to the dry mixture. Gently press the salmon on all sides over the crumbs, so it sticks well. Arrange salmon fillets on the baking tray. Bake for about 12 to 15 minutes, or until the fish flakes easily with a fork. If you want a crispier crust, use the oven's broiler on high for 1 to 2 minutes to crisp the top slightly. Serve with a salad and garnish with lemon wedges. Find more anti-inflammatory recipes at arthritis.ca.